Bandwidth and hosting for BagelTech News is provided by UK2.net. Web hosting for everyone. Hello, welcome to BagelTech News. It's Wednesday, the 28th of September, 2011. All of the technology news from the previous 48 hours in around 5 minutes. Well, if you like your in-game footage, don't worry. ITV are in a bit of hot water this morning because they showed a documentary about Colonel Gaddafi supporting the IRA. And unfortunately, they used some in-game footage from a video game at the start saying it was real footage. And they've been caught out. Now, whether they knew it or whether they just didn't do their research properly or whether someone hasn't got any glasses and they can't see that it's video game footage and not real footage, I don't know. But it went out there. And if you want to see it, it's on ITV Player. Well done, ITV. 3 is offering unlimited data. If you've got a smartphone with them, then for another £3 per month, you can have unlimited, truly, truly unlimited data. It's all yours. Just have to go down to your local shop. Whether it pertains to the MiFi or not, I don't know. But if it does, they've got my money. Now, we went tablet crazy yesterday. Toshiba announced a 7-inch Thrive tablet, and that's available. It looks quite nice, actually, and it's a bit tough. It's got a nice casing on it. And also, Binatone issued the HomeSurf 705. It's under £100. And do you remember Binatone? They were the ones that did the paddle games. Yes, back in the 70s. I've got one of those still upstairs in my loft. And, of course, today is also the day that Amazon is going to launch its New York tablet. In another few hours, you'll be able to see what they've got planned for us, and we'll be able to chat about it on the Big Show on Thursday night. Yes, can't wait. They're also talking about a second generation version is going to be hitting early next year, and it's going to be called a Kindle Fire, allegedly. That's the leak. We'll have to wait and see. Firefox 7 is now officially available for download. You can have a go with it and have a play, and apparently it's going to really significantly reduce your memory usage. So you should be able to get an awful lot more out of your computer, and all the stalls and holes that you used to get with Firefox 6 should be gone. Whether that applies to the plugins or not, I don't know. Finally, Apple have said that they want to talk about the iPhone on October the 4th. There will be a media event, and I will be at London Mac User Group along with Don McAllister, and there could be something else going on, which is rather special, but we're not going to talk about it. But you can be there, you can have curry and beer, and you can have all the fun and watch the live stream of the event itself on the big screen. Please come along, it's the Wood Pub in Marylebone. The only bad thing about the Apple event is the fact that Facebook is planning to launch its iOS 5 application and iPhone 5 application at the same thing. Oh dear. If you were following Facebook last week, you probably got to realise that you don't want to be part of Facebook anymore because they want to be everywhere all the time and dish the dirt on your life. And there's another report out today saying that burglars are rather keen on Facebook. They enjoy it because it tells them when people are out. No. What's not good for Apple, and they're not very happy about, and I'm sure they don't really want to talk about, is the fact they've been denied a multi-touch trademark claim. They've gone to the US Patent Office and they've decided that multi-touch is not something that Apple could enforce. So therefore, despite the fact that they filed it and the US Patent Office accepted it, they're not willing to support them in enforcing it. That doesn't sound like cricket, does it? What's good news for Apple people who've got Thunderbolt is that you're enabled for optical. Now, you can't do it at the moment, it's all copper, but all of the Thunderbolt ports that you've got will support optical next year. So that could get a very big speed boost. How they're going to do it and whether it's going to come and what happens, no one knows yet, though. There's no more details. A Mac Trojan has surfaced, despite the fact that we had a bit of malware last week that poses a PDF. What you've got now is a Trojan that pretends to be a Flash installer. It goes through the whole rigmarole of going through the Flash install process, but all of the images that you see pertaining to Flash are not relating to Flash. So when you put your password in and you think you're installing Flash, you're not. You're actually installing the Trojan. Be very, very careful. That's very clever. Disney have created the AppsMates cars. These are actual cars that you run across the front of your iPad and they interact with a game. So yes, parents, you want to take a bit of plastic and you want your kid to run it repeatedly across and backwards and front and forwards of your iPad too. I don't think so. No, that could leave a lot of scratches. Our old mates at DriveGain have expanded their operations. If you go into the Netherlands now, you can get fuelless. It's an iPhone application which reckons it could save you up to $210 a year on fuel. DriveGain's just the same. If you haven't downloaded it and got it, have a go because it's absolutely brilliant. You set your iPhone up, you put it on, and then as you drive, it tells you what's the best gear for you, and it tells you all of the things that you need to do to make sure you get better fuel efficiency. I've had a play with it, and it's brilliant. The Nokia N9 is out there. You can go and get it. You can order it anyway. But whether you can afford to or not, I don't know. What's nice is it comes in a 64 gig variant. However, it's going to cost you $757. Good God. That's around 480 euros if you want to get it in the EU. That's very expensive. I don't think I will be. And also, it's not running Windows Phone 7. It's running the Nokia Symbian system. So there's another reason to let it go by. And finally, if you like Battlefield and you reckon you're going to be any good at Battlefield 3, then the competition for all competitions is out there for you next year. They're going to offer a tournament, and anyone who's left standing will get part of the prizes. And here's the good thing, the prize fund is $1.6 million. Yes, if you're any good at video games, you could win yourself an enormous amount of money. I'm going to get practicing. If you've got a story and no one else to listen, then you can send it to us at bageltechnews@gmail.com. Or if you've got products, send it to us and we'll tell everyone about it. You can follow us on the website at bageltechnews.com, or you can follow us on Twitter, Facebook and YouTube at bageltechnews. We'll be back again on Thursday with the big show in the evening at 9:30. Everyone will be there, full house planned. And then we'll be back on Friday for Broadcast Friday. We'll have the Daily Show first thing in the morning, followed by the Mac Show at 3 and the Photo Show at 4. Come along and have a good time with us. Pull up a beer. The weekend starts there. Have a good day. Thanks for listening.